Mom drops Erica off at the middle school first, then me next. The ride feels like it takes forever, but soon the familiar parking lot of Hawkins High School comes into view. I've never really thought about how flat it looks compared with the middle school, which is shaped like a massive barn. This also means everyone can see everything, including freshmen getting dropped off by their parents on the first day. I slouch in my seat and hang my head, trying to get below the window level. Mom shoots me a look and I sit back up straight. "There's nothing to be ashamed of, Lucas," she says. "Plenty of high schoolers get dropped off by their moms. Mrs. Miller from two streets down drops off her daughter. Also, Mrs. Harris down the same corner drops off her son and two of his friends. They seem fine with it." "I'm sure they'd rather take the bus." I look out the window.
"At least pull over here. Let me meet up with Dustin and Mike before I walk in. You want me to go in alone on my first day of high school?"
Mom shakes her head but agrees and pulls over. She tries to kiss me on the forehead before I leave.
"Nope."
The parking lot teems with people, drowns me in sounds. Unlike middle school, where it was either bus or bike if you weren't dropped off, now there are students arriving in their own cars, loud, abrupt, some almost doing wheelies as they park. It's the most people I've seen in one place since that ill-fated 4th of July carnival. A flashback to that day hits me. The screaming, the sound of shaking trees, the pound of the spider monster's feet, blood. So much blood. So many people gone so easily. I stop in my tracks and shake it off, bring myself back to the present. But even in the present, I'm lost at sea, unsure of where I'm supposed to go next. Then I realize there's only one set of front doors anyway, and just follow the mill of students heading that way. I find Dustin just where I'd predicted, at the bike rack on the veranda. It takes a while for me to recognize him at first, because while I thought I'd had a whole makeover, Dustin had a whole makeover. Now he's peering into the mirror of his bike and adjusting his hair.
"What the hell is that?"
Dustin's hair, which was already big, is now even bigger. Maybe because he isn't wearing a hat to cover his curls this time. Without it, what he's done to his hair is very clear. He's blown up everything, trying to go for a mullet. It looks like a bad perm.
"Good hair," Dustin says. "The kind that gets you noticed for all the right reasons."
"Let me guess. You're taking advice from Steve Harrington again."
"Who says it's Steve?"
Dustin pats at the hair, as if that'll make it shorter or less curly.
"And so what if it's him?"
"That'll explain why you look like a discount Jennifer Beals."
"Hey, I did everything like before. Wash and condition with Fabergé Organics and..."
"Four puffs of Farrah Fawcett hairspray. Yes, you have explained this multiple times.
It didn't work out for you at the Snowball, and $10 says it's not going to work out for you now." I shake my head.
"Man, you're seriously tripping. How can you not see that you're missing the most vital ingredient?
Which is?
You have to be born with the right hair in the first place, Dustin."
Dustin scoffs.
"Bullshit. Anyone can get good hair, born with it or not. I just need more time."
"Yeah, maybe your definition of good hair is the problem, man."
"What's that supposed to mean?"
"Never mind," I say.
"Well, you've made some changes too," he says,
pointing to my bandana-less head.
"Face it, we both know high school's brutal, and we're both trying to make sure we start on the right foot."
"Fair," I say. "I'm just trying out a few changes, though, not a whole makeover."
"A few indeed," says Dustin. "This is as close to a makeover as you get, Lucas."
He leans forward and pats at his hair again.
"Maybe it'll work out this time and girls won't sneer at us."
He stops.
"Not like we're looking for girlfriends, of course. I've got Susie, Mike's got Elle, and you've got Max."
As soon as Dustin says her name, I realize I never spoke to Max about hanging out on the first day. It's been a while since we talked, anyway. One more part of my life that needs fixing. "Yeah, right. That," I say. "Not sure Max and I are in the same lovey-dovey place you guys are, though. It's been weird with us since Star Court." "She's been weird,"